Didn't you Rupa Maharaj, however, had been blessed by the Supreme Lord. When the Lord touched his conch shell with Rupa's forehead, real knowledge was revealed from within, and Rupa could understand the Lord's transcendental form. Rupa Maharaj hears this, that not only was he ignorant, but by years he was only a child. It would not have been possible for an ignorant child to appreciate the supreme form of the Lord had he not been blessed by the Lord, who had touched his conch shell to Dhruva's forehead. My dear Lord, O Supreme Unborn, I know that the different varieties of living entities, such as animals, trees, birds, reptiles, demigods, and human beings, are spread throughout the universe, which is caused by the total material energy. And I know that they are sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest, but I have never experienced the Supreme Form of the Whole as I see it now. Now, all kinds of methods of theorizing have come to an end. So here, Dhruva gives a list of the different forms in the material world which are subject to knowledge, such as animals and plants and snakes and devas and human beings. But all of this, even if one knows all of this, this is not a qualification for knowing the Lord. When we see all of these forms, there is nothing in comparison to the form of the Lord. So elsewhere, Dhruva has stated that, now that I've seen you, everything else, all the goals that I have, the kingdom, etc., are like broken pieces of glass in comparison to the diamond. So he compares the Supreme Lord to the diamond and everything else to bits of glass which are worthless. So all of the previous experiences he had are nothing in comparison to the experience of seeing the Supreme Lord and his beauty and his qualities, etc. So the realization of the Lord is completely different from anything we see in this material world. Nevertheless, if we don't know the Supreme Lord, then all we can know is things in the material world, and then we will seek out what is better. We'll avoid what is bad, and we will try to get what is more enjoyable. And so among all the different objects and things in the material world, we will try to get things which are enjoyable for us. And there is some things are more enjoyable than others. So in this way, we will think of enjoyment in terms of material things. And when we see the Lord, if we are devotee at least, then we understand that all the other things are actually useless. All the material things are useless. They are all made of matter, which is temporary in its transformations. And the jiva by nature is conscious, so the jiva is trying to experience things which are actually not enjoyable. So the only way one can get out of this position is if the Lord reveals himself, as he did to Dhruva. So this is stated, of course, in the Upanishads. The Lord reveals himself to the person he chooses. We cannot choose to see the Lord. The Lord must reveal himself to us. So we do not have it in our power to make the Lord reveal himself. Nevertheless, there is a method, and that method is bhakti. So we do bhakti, and the nature of bhakti is to bring the Lord under control. So therefore, by bringing the Lord under control through the method of bhakti, then the Lord reveals himself. So though the Lord is free, nevertheless he is bound to the devotee. And so that is how one can see the Lord, through the process of bhakti. So the other processes do not do this. So jnana does not bind up the Lord. He does not become obligated to the jnani. He does not become obligated to the yogi. But he does become controlled by the devotee. So bhakti is a totally different process. So the other processes will not reveal the Lord properly. Bhakti will. So the experience that the devotee gets on seeing the Lord is extraordinary. It cannot be compared to anything in the material world. However, in order to convey that experience, we will have to use words from the material world in order to communicate with other people. Ultimately, the experience cannot be communicated, but nevertheless, we have to try to communicate it with words which other people understand. So therefore, we have descriptions of the Lord in the scriptures, or descriptions of the Lord made by great devotees. And these descriptions will include comparisons to the material world. So we see that Krishna is compared to a lotus. His feet are like lotuses, or his eyes are like lotuses. But lotuses are also material. We see material lotus and the subject that decay, etc. That's a material thing. Or Krishna's face is often compared to the moon. Moon-like face of Krishna. The moon also is material. Krishna's color is like the cloud. The cloud is also a material object. Or Krishna's dhoti is like the lightning. It's also material. So whenever we try to describe the Lord, then we come back to comparing him to material objects. Well, how is it possible to actually describe the Lord? Of course, we can say that when we're comparing Krishna to a cloud or a lightning, then we can say it's a spiritual lightning or whatever. So ultimately, yes. But for people in the material world, it gives them some idea of the nature of the Lord, even though they have some material conception in the minds of the people with a cloud or lightning or a lotus, etc. So they can appreciate to some degree. Nevertheless, the realization, the ultimate vision of the Lord is an experience that cannot really be described by words. And the only possibility is that the devotion in the words of someone who has realized the Lord will be conveyed through those words, even though we use material analogies, etc. So, in this way, there can be some conveyance of the Supreme Lord. If a person has devotion, then he can actually describe the Lord. So that is actually what is said. If the words of scripture come from the mouth of a devotee, then they are spiritual. If they come from the mouth of a material person with no faith, then they are material words, same words. So in this way, the words of scripture take on real meaning by coming from a realized person, someone who appreciates the Lord and can understand his form. So the devotion is important. So through devotion we can somewhat convey the nature of the Supreme Lord to people of this world. So we must remember, therefore, that scripture must be conveyed through devotees, and that it has some potency for revealing the Supreme Lord. Dhruva here is appreciating that form of the Supreme Lord that he realized, and comparing it to material things. The material things are actually nothing. And therefore he says, Nayatra Vada, there can be no argument. We cannot intellectually theorize or hypothesize about the Supreme Lord and whatever. We can, but it makes no sense really. Realization of the Lord is something completely different. So, in other words, that form is inconceivable, yet it is experienced. So therefore, material thoughts and conceptions of the Lord become meaningless in relation to the actual realization of the Lord. We cannot speculate about the existence of the Lord. Actually, it has no meaning. All we can do is perform devotional service and come to a realization of the Lord. And then we actually have proof of the Supreme Lord by that realization. So by intellectual things, it is very difficult to really prove the Supreme Lord, because he is not approachable by words or by mind, by logic, by intelligence. These things cannot touch the Supreme Lord at all. So what can touch the Lord is the devotion in the Atman. That is how we realize the Lord. So all other methods of proving the Lord ultimately become useless. So that is what Prahlada is saying, our Rula's statement here. Not actually a devotee, then there's no potency in that, because scripture says that the Avaishnava who speaks Shastra gives only poison, and the Vaishnava who speaks, he gives nectar, even if it's the same scripture. So if a person does not have faith in the existence of the Lord and speaks, that scripture is useless. It has no spiritual effect. So the holy name, yes, accidentally or whatever, but if it is chanted by the demon, then that potency is lost. If it is neutrally presented, fine, as in the case of naming your son Narayana. Then there's no bad influence, it's neutral. And you accidentally chant it, fine, it has effect. And that's particularly for the name. But if with the demons, it's a little different. However, there is some effect even there. If the demons chant the name of Krishna like Shishupala, he does get some effect eventually, but it is a very slow process there. So that is not recommended for the devotees. Nevertheless, it becomes purifying for him.
But what we see in the material world, everything is the reflection of the spiritual world. That's a Parvati. Opposite to the spiritual world.
We can't say everything is a reflection, but everything, are many things in the material world have a similar type of thing in the spiritual world, but in the spiritual world it is all revolving around or centered upon service to Krishna. That's all. Whatever it is. Whatever objects are there, whatever, whether they're trees or flowers or whatever, then it's all related to Krishna. That's all. But there's some things we don't see descriptions of in the spiritual world. So we do not see cockroaches, for instance. In the spiritual world, or poisonous snakes or whatever like that. We don't see some things described in the spiritual world. We see snakes like Shesha, but we do not see poisonous snakes. Huh? So like that. Yeah. Same devotional, same activities as in the we do now. The only difference is that we are not obstructed by a material body when we're in the spiritual world. Here we still have a material body, there are limitations to this body. Spiritual world, there's no limitation of a material body.
Do not shastras give the description of the Lord based upon the material things. A person who doesn't have sufficient knowledge, he comes across in these descriptions. So there's every possibility of we considering the Lord to be material.
Well, then if he hears from a devotee, then it has good influence on him, and eventually it can be purified. If he hears from a materialist, then it becomes a material description.
Mm-hmm.
निरंतर श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की
जय। श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। मैं जिंदगी में तो सब से रूपा की जय। दूर पर
Thank you.